Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 402, the stanzas 5 and 6. He sends his swift commandment, and snow and ice enfold the world, and none are able to stand before his cold. And what follows, 402, 5 and 6. A portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 18, the verses 1 through 15. First, we will read the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Genesis 18, the first 15 verses. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lift up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort ye your hearts. After that ye shall pass on. For therefore are ye come to your servant. And they said, So do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah and said, Make ready quickly three measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran into the herd and fetched the calf tender and good, and gave it unto a young man, and he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk, and the calf which he had dressed, and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said unto him, Where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door which was behind him. And now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laugh not, for she was afraid. And he said, Nay, but thou didst laugh. We hope to remember in prayer Ryan Tichelaar, who was scheduled for surgery tomorrow, and Elsbeth van Oort, who was admitted to the Lethbridge Hospital this morning hour. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then thou manifestest that thou art such a great and a mighty God, that thou wast everything in thy hand. Thou openeth the heavens, and the snow descends. Thou causest the wind to blow, and there is no man that can stay thy hand or say unto thee, what doest thou? May it be our concern that that great and mighty God may be our God, for body and for soul, for time and for eternity. May we learn here in the time to be given to adore and to praise that mighty God for His mighty and for His wonderful works. Then thou was granted in this evening that the doors of thy house have been opened, and that a few may gather with us. And on account of the weather, then the greatest part of the congregation may listen along in their homes. And then we humbly ask thee that it may please thee to bless thy word for the conversion of sinners and for the instruction, the encouragement, the comfort and the correction for thy children. Wilt thou grant the strengthening of their faith? We read of a father that has exclaimed, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Because thy people learn more and more that without thee they can do nothing. Of self they can bring forth nothing forth, but that God is honoring unbelief. And to that end, the necessity to be administered out of thy fullness to receive grace for grace, and to need thy dear Son as their prophet, their priest, and their king. Lord, in the winter weather, wilt thou remember man and beast? Then thou granteth unto us and our children that we may have warm homes, a warm church, that we may have a bed, that we may have a pillow, and then also in the winter weather, but also when the roads are good, then we need thee to protect us mile after mile. Wilt thou impress it more and more upon all our hearts how dependent we are upon thee for everything? And to that end, and may the prayers be multiplied. O wilt thou bless the means of grace in the church, in the home, and in the Christian school. Thou wast promised that thou shalt bless the means of grace, that thou shalt work from generation to generation. Thou speakest to us in so many ways through thy word, through providential callings, the callings of death, then in the weather, then thou showest that thou wast everything in thy hand. Wilt thou then grant hearts to perceive and minds to understand? Wilt thou grant that repentance and a fleeing to that fountain of blood? Wilt thou remember thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth, the established churches, uphold the persecuted church, enlighten the Jewish nation, remember mission work, and those that bring thy word to the ends of the earth. Remember the nations of the earth, solemn and serious times, thy judgments they are hovering so low over us. Wilt thou yet grant a returning unto thee while it can yet, and while it may yet? Lord, remember all the special needs. Then by renewal we commend unto thee a young man that is so overwhelmed. Oh, do uphold him and place underneath thy everlasting arms. Wilt thou remember the mourning family, the husband who has lost a wife, the children without their mother? And may all the callings be sanctified, and may we be given to remember one another in prayer. Lord, remember all the mourning ones amongst us. There are many widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought children, little children, young people, and other dear ones to the grave. Wilt thou teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom's ways. Lord, remember the mother that was brought to the hospital in this morning hour. She has been in the hospital oftentimes. Her way is through deep waters. May it please thee by renewal to bless the means, to grant strengthening, and that in due time, that she may return to her home, to her husband, her children. Wilt thou also uphold them in this trying way? O Lord, then we remember a young man who in the day of tomorrow is scheduled for a serious and for a long surgery. We humbly ask thee, wilt thou help all the physicians? Wilt thou guide their hands, impress upon their hearts that thou must bless the means? Wilt thou spare? Wilt thou care? May he be carried upon the wings of prayer. Wilt thou remember father and mother and the family circle in the day of tomorrow? Lord, then thou wast so wonderfully spared him when he was an infant, and then we may humbly ask thee that thou may remember him by renewal, and that he may be spared for the purpose of all purposes, and that is for the saving of a soul and the glory of thy name. Remember all under the physician's care, those with the dreaded disease, taking treatments. May their eyes be upon thee. We remember all our elderly ones, the care home at home. Remember them in the evening of their life. Remember the crosses, the burdens. Remember prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. And now, Lord, we humbly beg of thee that thou may open thy precious testimony. Wilt thou grant utterance with liberty to declare the wonderful works of the Lord? Wilt thou remember the few that were may come up to thy house where it was possible, the distance not so great, and the greater part may listen along in their dwellings? And to that end we ask thee, go them from bench to bench and from heart to heart, and wilt thou go from dwelling to dwelling, impress upon all our hearts that our sins, that they are great and manifold, thy goodness is also great, the psalmist of old has declared, that thy mercies could not be numbered, so it is with us and our children. May it then be thy goodness that leadeth to that true repentance and the need to be washed in the precious blood of thy dear Son. Lord, hear us, visit us, remember us with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Wilt thou pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 362, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. From out the depths I cry, O Lord, to thee. Lord, hear my call. I love thee, Lord, for thou dost heed my plea, forgiving all and what follows. The extra collection today is for the Bethesda Building Fund. Psalter 362, the three stanzas. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. And then we wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture we have read together, Genesis 18, the verses 1 through 15, and for our text, we shall read the verses 13 and 14. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child, which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Our text words speak of the Lord visiting Abraham in the plains of Mamre with four thoughts. In the first place, the time of this visit. In the second place, the reception of this visit. In the third place, the confirmation in this visit. And in the fourth place, Sarah's laughing concerning this visit. The Lord visiting Abraham in the plains of Mamre. The time of this visit, the reception of this visit, the confirmation in this visit, and in the fourth place, Sarah's laughing concerning this visit. Beloved congregation, the last times we were given to consider that in Genesis 17, that the Lord has appeared unto Abraham and has manifested wonderful things. And then he has appeared as the mighty God. Then, boys and girls, have you thought about it today when you looked outside and you saw the snow falling and the wind blowing, that what a mighty God that the Lord is, and that there is no one upon this world that can stay the hand of the Lord, that can stop that snow from falling and that wind? And have then you thought that is now the mighty God that we need, that by the grace of God, that he may be our God? Have you now thought about it, that mighty God that can do such great works in nature, which we may see? Have you told the Lord, Lord, then thou art also able to give me a new heart, to take this stony heart away, and to grant a heart of flesh, that may love thee, that may serve thee, that may hate sin, a heart that needs to be washed in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because that people, I read in Psalm 144, verse 15, happy is the people that is in such a case, whose God is the Lord. Then for that people, then I read in Romans 8, verse 28, that all things shall work together for good to them that love God, and that are called according to His purpose. And then for the true people of God, then Christ has purchased them for body and for soul. And they shall experience, as with an Abraham, the wonderful things of the Lord. We have heard that for 13 years in the Scriptures, there is not recorded a visit. Does not mean that it has not taken place, because John has written in his Gospel that if everything was written, the books of the world could not contain the matters. Nevertheless, we have heard that it had special instruction. And then we have heard that the Lord has established that covenant with Abraham. And then we have heard wonderful things concerning Sarah, because for many years then she was on the background. And it is true in the Scriptures, it is not declared that the promised child would come forth from Sarah. But now in Genesis 17, oh, what an encouragement for those barren Sarahs, where it seems that they are so excluded when they may be included. Because in Genesis 17, then it is three times recorded, and that is the desire of the children of God, that the Lord may grant a confirmation. Three times it is recorded that Sarah shall bear a child. Then we have also heard that the Lord has granted a sacrament, the sacrament of circumcision, a sign and the seal of the covenant. And now in our chapter, then we read that the Lord has visited His child by renewal, and the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre. Oh, what a blessed portion that an Abram has received. Because in Genesis 17, then the Lord has promised Abram that at the set time in the coming year, because Abraham was 99 years old, that as Sarah would receive a child. Thus this visit is shortly after the visit in Genesis 17. What a blessing and what a privilege for a child of God when they may receive another visit so soon. And now the Lord, He does not waste His grace. The Lord worketh at need. He granteth the exercises, and at His time He shall grant that fulfillment. And now with an Abram, oh, the church shall learn, it is true, when the Lord speaks with power and with authority, and when the child of God may embrace His word by true saving faith, and then they may embrace that promise, and then it seems as if they have it already. But an Abram has also learned, all we have heard in former times, that an Abram has been walking with that promise. A 75 years old he was when he came out of Haran, where he has dwelt some years, and the Lord has called him out of the Ur of the Chaldeans, and not declared how old he was. But then we see and that it was more than 25, perhaps 30 years when the Lord has given those precious promises in Genesis 12, that in His seed all the nations of the earth would be blessed. And in that seed, that was the promised Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, who would come in the fullness of time to redeem His church. And now when Abram, then it is implied, it is clear in our chapter we read in the plains of Mamre, that was his dwelling place after a Lot has made that choice for the plains of Sodom and Gomorrah, a place close to Hebron. And then it is recorded in Genesis 13 that he has built there an altar. And then we read, and he sat in the tendor in the heat of the day, in those very hot climates. Then the people arise very early in the morning, and then they do work, but then there are hours in the middle of the day that it is actually too warm to work, and to that end they rest. And now when Abram, he sat in the tendor in the heat of the day, it is not all recorded in the scriptures, but the Lord makes room for his visit. And then undoubtedly, oh, it cannot be different when we think of that message that Abram has received in Genesis 17, that is Sarah in the coming year, that she would receive a son, that in Abram he had a vehement desire to bring that joyful message to his wife Sarah. Oh, then undoubtedly, then that husband and wife, then they were given to rejoice, then the tears have flowed. And what else takes place when the Lord comes over by renewal, notwithstanding all their unbelief? Then our unbelief, then it truly becomes sin, and then a vehement desire, oh, in the beginning, then that people can even tell the Lord, under such a rich manifestation, a further leading, a confirmation, that they shall never distrust the Lord, but that they shall believe. But oh, the church shall learn what I read in John 15, verse 5. Without me ye can do nothing. The church learns that he must be administered out of his fullness and receive grace for grace. Oh, then for an Abram, a sitting in his tent, do we not read in Psalm 94, verse 19, in the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Oh, then it cannot be different, because the Lord had a special message, and the Lord makes room for that message, that in Abram, in the multitude of his thoughts, oh, then those comforts, they were given to delight his soul. Oh, for an Abram, because for an Abram, oh, he is in this chapter, he shall experience what we have heard the last Sabbath day out of Genesis 15, verse 2. This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them, because in Abram, with everything he has received, oh, in the life of the church, the more they may receive from heaven, the humbler they may become, the lower they may bow with that vehement desire that the Lord receives all the honor and the glory. And Abram has experienced in the land of Canaan, and who maketh thee to differ? No grace that makes humble, that does not make proud people. Oh, when Abram, perhaps, when he sat in his tent, then he was given to reflect upon all the way that the Lord has led him. Oh, how the Lord has called him out of the Ur of the Chaldeans. He was not asking for the Lord, but the Lord has asked for him, it is true, already in the never begun eternity, but also in the Ur of the Chaldeans. And how wonderfully, oh, notwithstanding all the sins, because has he not said that Sarah was a sister? And now to receive that message, that is, Sarah would receive a son. Oh, then undoubtedly, an Abram, in the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. When he was given to meditate upon the wonderful works of the Lord, ah, what a precious exercise when the Lord grants it to his people that they may be given to meditate upon his wonders, his marvelous works in the way of providence and more so in the way of grace. Oh, we sat in the tent, but concerning, because in the former chapter, then he has received that visit and that the Lord has told him that as Sarah would receive a son. But now between a promise and a fulfillment, the Lord is free. We have sung together out of Psalter 1, Psalm 130, Psalter 362, of a waiting people. Oh, are there still a few waiting souls in my midst? Oh, it is true. It can come so low that it can no more. But now with an Abram to be given to sit in your tent, ah, that is a good mark of examination, young and old. How is it with our spare time? And then maybe there are fathers and mothers that say, had I only more spare time. Can be mothers in the midst of the family, busy, overwhelmed, tired, that they have not so much leisure time. It can be in the life of fathers with earning their daily bread and with the many cares in so many different ways. But let us examine our hearts concerning our thoughts. Oh, may it then be, has it now been, as with the psalmist of Psalm 94, verse 19, that in the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul, when the church may be given to meditate upon whom the Lord is, oh, his divine attributes, also his power, his majesty, his glory, when they are given to meditate what they have been and what they remain, when they are given to meditate upon the wonders of of free and sovereign grace. Oh, when they may be given to meditate how the Lord has found them and the manifold experiences they have received. But now for an Abram, under the circumstances, oh, in the former chapter, Sarah shall receive a son. Then he was given to meditate. And then under those meditations, then it cannot be different. Oh, boys and girls, then I think you can picture that old Abram sitting in his tent when thy comforts were given to delight his soul. Ah, that he has folded his hand and that he has sent petitions up to his living God, and that the Lord may fulfill the same. And then we read, And he lift up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. Thus he was busy with his thoughts, and he did not even notice that three men were approaching, and then suddenly they were there. And then in Oriental lands, then hospitality is a required virtue, because for travelers there were not so many places to rest, and then it was expected that you would give those visitors food, rest, even when necessary, a place of lodging. And that is our second thought, the reception of this visit. And then we read, three men stood by him. This clear out of this chapter that the one was the Lord, believed to be the second person in the divine Trinity, and the other two were angels. And then in this chapter, then we also see that there is an increase in that knowledge, in the experience of Abraham. It is true for those three men. He ran to meet them and bowed himself toward the ground to show respect. And Abram had a impression that these three men, that they were special men, did not know who they were. Nevertheless, he had an impression that they were no ordinary men. And then we read that he bowed himself, and then he has favored those men. My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. We read in Hebrews 13, verse 2, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Then undoubtedly the text that refers to our scripture. And then we see of an Abram, he was very rich, but also in this chapter, his humility. We read in Philippians 4, verse 5, let your moderation be known unto all men, because he said, a little water, I will fetch a morsel of bread. Thus then we see the humility and simplicity of Abram. He was very rich. We have heard that in former chapters. We have even heard of 318 servants. And yet, an Abram in simplicity was given to serve these strangers. And then we read that he hastened, he ran. We read of the young men. Then the Lord has given special strength. Abram, 99 years old, and Sarah, 90 years. And then he hastened into the tent unto Sarah and said, make ready quickly three measures of fine meal. Then we see that in Abram was a hand and a foot to his wife. It is true, the Lord has created them male and female. Each has his place in the house. We live in a day where the world and the devil is trying to mix everything up. Sarah no longer in the tent. Nevertheless, also practical instruction, because in the tent there are many concerns and much work to do, and when it is necessary, then the husband is also called to help. And also what a blessing it is when the Lord spares husband and wife, that as they become older, that they may be a hand and a foot to one another. Then we see the diligence of Abram, of Sarah, and of those servants. Do we not read in Ecclesiastes 9, verse 10, what thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might? Has Christ not declared in John 9, verse 4, that he must work while this day, for the night cometh when no man can work? Do we not read in Romans 12, verse 11, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord? And so when Abram was given to place a meal before these men and waiting till they would begin to speak, then for an Abram and a Sarah, then over the years, how many visitors they have received. Perhaps an Abram thought, because we know boys and girls a lot, he has parted from Abram, from his instruction, from his prayers, from being under the external administration of the covenant. Perhaps an Abram was also waiting for a visit from Lot. It is possible that Abram hoped through these three men to receive information how a Lot was faring. And now for an Abram through those years, then with those visitors, then undoubtedly there have been those questions that he has feared. Oh, when visitors would ask Abram, and now Abraham, such a beautiful name. We have heard it means the father of a multitude. Then Abram, how many children do you have? Oh, then for many years, then he had to tell those visitors that they had none. It is true. Now they had an Ishmael. Then what a fears there were, oh, for a Sarah concerning that question, how it is cutter to her heart. And nevertheless, an Abram was given to place this food before these three men. It is true, these three men, they did not need food because angels are spirits. Nevertheless, they have eaten, that an Abram may rejoice in what he has prepared. And so the Lord, he also accepts the sacrifices and the gifts of the children of men. Our third thought, the confirmation in this visit. Then the Lord had a special message for Abram and for Sarah. Do we not read in Psalm 25, verse 14, that the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant? Then in this chapter, upon the obedience of Abram concerning circumcision, then soon thereafter, the Lord is given a special visit. Samuel is said to Saul in 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, to obey is better than sacrifice. Oh, we read special things of Abram in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 6, in Jehoshaphat's prayer, and thou gavest it to the seed of Abram, thy friend forever. Oh, what a special name is given to the patriarch. In Isaiah 41, verse 18, There the prophet has said the seed, the Lord has spoken through the prophet, the seed of Abraham, my friend. And in James 2, verse 23, and he was called the friend of God. Christ has said concerning his people, in John 15, verse 14, ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command thee. And then those three men, the one has spoken, and they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And then Abram, then he has said, behold, in the tent, mothers, what a beautiful place that the Lord has given wives and mothers in the tent. If wives and mothers in our society, in our country, if they would be in their tent, instructing their children, given a good example, of course, with the help of their husbands, but of course the tent, that is in a special way the domain of the wife and mother, then how different our country would be. How different it would be in the government. How different it would be among the inhabitants. I read in Psalm 11, verse 10, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We see in our day that in society, that the family circle is crumbling. If we think of all the divorces as a result, that Sarah is not in the tent, and it is true, cost a lot to raise a family. But families, the God of Elijah still lives, and the Lord has promised when we may walk according to His holy word, that the Lord shall grant His blessing does not mean that it shall not be tried. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. Thus a confirmation, and that is a certain proof concerning the thoughts of Abram in his tent. They have both become so old, was becoming so impossible. And now with those thoughts, then the Lord has given a clear answer. What a blessing it is, congregation. When the Lord grants those exercises, when He grants the Holy Spirit in the way of prayer with an opening at the throne of grace, that the Lord grants a pleading, that the Lord grants a begging, do I not read in Psalm 119, verse 49, remember thy word to thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Oh, the church in that time of waiting, then they learn lessons which shall not be learned elsewhere. It is true that waiting is so difficult, and what a questions, what a riddles, what a perplexities there can be, what an unbelief. Then the church learns that it shall never be because of their faith, but that the Lord is that faithful, covenant, promising God, and that He shall never forsake the work of His own hands. Then the Lord was so good to Abram in a short time to confirm what He has spoken in the former chapter. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And then we read, and Sarah heard it in the tent door which was behind him. Sarah has heard her name mentioned by those three men. And then you can understand, boys and girls, that Sarah was all ears. And what she has heard, 90 years old, so many years excluded, so many years in the background. It's true, there was an Ishmael, but that son in actuality was the son of Hagar. Oh, Sarah has experienced that she was so barren and so unfruitful, and now it has become so impossible. And now to hear three men have come to visit, they have served those three men, and then after the meal, they start speaking to the hearts of Abram and to the hearts of Sarah. Does that ever take place with us, congregation? When we come up to God's house, and when the scriptures are opened, that we have a special need, a special case, a riddle, a perplexity. Because for Abram and Sarah, it was becoming more and more evident that these three men, that they were no ordinary men. How was it now possible that these three men, that they could speak to the heart of Sarah exactly what she desired, what she needed, prayed for so many years? It is true that the prayers can become so feeble because it becomes so impossible, even though they may be exercised with that mighty God and given to believe that the Lord can do all things, nothing impossible, nothing too hard for the Lord, but for me, it can no more. What a blessing it is when we may come to God's house and we may hear our case, the circumstances described, what we have been exercised with, sitting in the tent door, in our homes, at work, in the night watches, and that it becomes evident that the Lord indeed knows of our case. Oh, what it was for Sarah, it is true. And Abram has related to her what the Lord has spoken in Genesis 17. But now she could say, I have heard it with my own ears. Then we would think for a Sarah that she would have fallen on her knees and that she would have started to sing the praises of the Lord. But that is not what we read. That is our forethought. Let us first sing. Psalter 415, let us only sing stanza 4. A good and upright is Jehovah in his dealings evermore. As sinners are by him instructed in the way untrod before. And what follows, 415, only the 4th stanza. The Lord visiting Abram in the plains of Mamre. The manner, the reception, the confirmation, and now fourthly, Sarah's laughing concerning this visit. Oh, what a special instruction there lies in our text words for those Sarahs. Many times in Psalm 83, they are called hidden ones, not hidden concerning their life and walk, but that is a people that of many riddles, and that experience that they are so unfruitful, and that are so barren, that is a people that have learned to weep many tears, and yet that is a people that loves to entertain the Lord, that is a people that have a love to the Lord's people. Oh, what an encouragement Sarah is for the church, that the Lord knows each of them, that the Lord shall care for them, that the Lord shall never forsake them. It is true, Sarah had to learn much also in the time of that waiting. We have heard in the former chapter that she has received a new name, that Mai had to come off her name, and that she may become profitable for her neighbor and for the coming of Jesus Christ. Oh, what a lesson it is for those Sarahs, with their desires, with their waiting, even with the promise, those first three petitions. Oh, when the church may be brought to that place, then it shall be the Lord's time to answer and to deliver. And now concerning that message for Sarah, then it is inserted in the Scriptures by the Holy Spirit. And now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women, maybe a few Sarahs, for whom it has become impossible, and from human perspective, for whom it can no more. But when it can no more from our side, then it is the Lord's time to work. And therefore, in verse 12, therefore, what was now the trouble with Sarah? She was not given to look upon that Almighty God who has created the heavens and the earth, who has everything in His hands, only has to speak, and it shall come to pass. Sarah was not given to meditate upon what the Lord has done all those years gone by, so wonderfully cared, spared, provided, and protected, brought hitherto. Then as Sarah was not given to remember that the Lord is a God who cannot lie, a God of truth, but as Sarah was given to look upon herself, as she has become old from human perspective, it could no more. Therefore, as Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure My Lord, being old also, thus she dwelt upon the circumstances and not upon her God. And it was no small thing for someone 90 years old. Of course, in Bible times, people have become also in the time of Abram, Sarah would become 127 years old. Nevertheless, let's say in our day, there would be a mother 70 years old to receive a child, and our thoughts would multiply. How must that now go? Shall I now of joy get up in the night watches, a sick child? How shall that now be possible? Sarah, we must not think, congregation, that the people in that time, that they were different people than we. Also people of flesh and blood. And then as Sarah, as she has laughed, it was a different laughing than with Abraham. We have also heard in the former chapter that when the Lord has announced that the promised child would not be Ishmael, but that it would be the son of Sarah who would be called Isaac, what means laughter, that in Abram has also laughed. But that was a different laughing than with Sarah, because in the former chapter we have heard that Abram has fell on his face and that he has bowed himself. Thus that was a laughing in faith. But it is clear that the laughing of Sarah, that was a laughing of unbelief, that she could not grasp it, she could not fathom it, she could not understand it, and therefore she could not believe it. And the Lord said unto Abram, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child, which am old? Oh, Sarah's also heard those words, those three men, that they knew exactly what dwelt in the heart of Sarah can be a great comfort for a child of God, and that the child also concerning their unbelief, oh, when they may pour out their heart and when they may tell the Lord how it is, oh, when a Sarah laughed, can even be that it is, Lord, it does not have to be anymore. I am too old, not so far from the grave, shall be so many difficulties. Oh, if I had received that message many years ago, then I would be filled with laughter in the way of faith. But now, Lord, it can no more. And then what a precious, precious message that the Lord has given to Abram in the hearing of Sarah. What a wonder for the church that their unbelief does not bring the promises of God to naught. What a wonder for the child of God that their unbelief in church. Let us always remember that sin, that unbelief, that is the greatest sin that questions the Lord and all His attributes. That is a way of distrust. Oh, what a wonder for a Sarah that her unbelief, the way of laughter, that it was not a hindrance, that her Isaac was born. Oh, was Sarah learned by the grace of God the need for that promised seed, the Lord Jesus Christ, who would come in the fullness of time, and that he has also come to pay for the unbelief of his child after receiving grace, and how great that unbelief is. 'Tis so necessary, people of God, that our unbelief each time by renewal, that it may indeed become the greatest sin, that we are given to weep those bitter tears, and that we may be given to flee for the fountain of blood. Oh, was Sarah from her side, it could not. But then the clear instruction of the Lord, is anything too hard for the Lord? What a profound question, each word. How weighty is any? Does that mean that there is nothing? Oh, if we would have asked Sarah, but Sarah, how is it now with that power of God? Oh, it is true. What a struggles there can be. Concerning that unbelief, the Lord as a people. I read in Psalm 14, verse 1, the fool says in his heart that there is no God. People, can you all always hold on to it, that there is a God that rules over everything? Elihu has said in Job 36, verse 26, God is great, and we know him not. When the Lord holds such contrary, mysterious, unfathomable ways with us. But now, what a precious word is anything can be. Oh, for a Sarah, if we had asked her concerning the Lord, concerning his power, concerning creation, concerning providence, oh, concerning the winning of that heart, because of Sarah, as she has followed Abram unconditionally, she has left that Ur of the Chaldeans behind, as she has traveled to the promised land, then undoubtedly she would have said yes. But Sarah, is the Lord now able to give you a child when you were 90 years old? Oh, then undoubtedly she would have broke out in tears. But she says it seems so impossible, and therefore that word any, thus that means that there are no exclusions, that for the Lord everything is possible. Is anything too hard? That word hard means extraordinary, means wonderful, means marvelous. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? May that be a comfort and instruction. Do you hear, boys and girls, young people and older ones? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? That means that the Lord is so powerful. Oh, what a mighty work it is to convert a boy and girl, youth, middle-aged, and older one, seeking souls. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Can be souls that are troubled with our sins, that are afraid at times, that they have sinned too much, can even be troubled that we have committed the sin against the Holy Ghost. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? I read that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sins. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Prodigal sons and prodigal daughters that have went to a far country, the grace of God, all-powerful, almighty, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Could speak in the way of providence. What a wonders there are in the Scriptures concerning His providence. At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Do you hear, congregation? The church, they can never send themselves out of that covenant. It is true. God's people learn that sin is a bitter thing. The Lord chastises, but that laughing, the Lord has confirmed it, and then we shall close. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laugh not, for she was afraid. Do you hear it? Lord, as a people that are glad that all these matters are written in the Scriptures, the Lord deals honestly with His people. Those three men, they have received special favor from Abram and from Sarah. And when we receive special favors from people, even from the world, then it can be many times that we are afraid to be honest with them, and to offend them can be in different ways. Can be the third commandment, can be different ways, but the Lord is honest with His people. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid. And he said, Nay, but thou didst laugh. Ah, the Lord, notwithstanding the unbelief, would come a time in the life of Sarah that she would hold her little Isaac, means laughter, that she would laugh with joy. And to that end, what a comfort also in our Scripture that we have considered this evening hour, how necessary are the church with that Father. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Amen. Let us close. Lord, when there may be those Sarahs in our midst, wilt thou instruct, wilt thou confirm, wilt thou correct, wilt thou rebuke, and wilt thou gladden them when they may hear their name, when they may be included, and then to become fruitful through another. Lord, wilt thou watch over us in this week. Keep us in the home, on the way, at work, at school, wherever we are called to be. Wilt thou grant as with an Abram, that we may be given to meditate upon Thee, upon Thy wonderful works, and upon that one thing needful. Wilt Thou keep us from harm, from danger, from sin, from temptation, guide our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. And then, Lord, once more, then we commend unto Thee the young man who was scheduled for a serious surgery. May it please Thee to watch over him, and that it may be used for the saving of a soul. Remember his dear ones. Lord, wilt Thou now grant traveling mercies? Bring us safely to our homes. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 362, the two stanzas. My soul in silence waits for God, my Savior He has proved. He only is my rock and tower, I never shall be moved. And what follows, 162, 1 and 2. Array save the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.